The arts are proving a powerful tool to help New Zealanders get through the COVID-19 pandemic. Creative New Zealand's latest research shows positive attitudes towards the arts have hit an all-time high. And nearly a third of New Zealanders agree arts and culture support their well-being. RNZ Pacific's Adam Jacobson reports.
Creative New Zealand Pacific Arts Senior Manager Makarita Urale says many have used the arts as a means of escape from COVID-19 anxieties.
Arts and creativity for many New Zealanders became, under a time of global crisis, a place where they could find refuge or escape or find healing.
Auckland-based artist Leakey Jackson-Burke says art is a crucial outlet for the Pacific community to express difficult emotions.
The arts make stuff accessible. It gives us the ability to have conversations around difficult topics and dialogue that we wouldn't necessarily have. And I feel like art is definitely the place where we can push the boundary in terms of cultural stuff. And because we come from quite conservative cultures, so there are things you can't talk about and there are things that are taboo, and art allows us to talk about and access some of that dialogue.
The study found Pacifica and Māori engagement with art was above the national average of 75%. Musurale says she's not surprised by these findings.
There's a beautiful quote that we use in our research, and this is a quote from a man who is Pacifica from Otago. He's a 60 to 69 years old, and he says, "The arts are my stimulus for all my senses. They uplift me in most ways and are such an important part of my life." That worldview is a lot stronger, possibly, in the Pacific community.
She says art and culture will play a vital role in rebuilding the country's confidence, and half of those surveyed thought the same.
There seems to be a very good understanding in Aotearoa that the arts and culture support our identity as a multicultural nation, and that creativity is part of how we're going to improve our economy.
Mr. Jackson Burke of Tongan, Nguyen and Samoan descent says art is also helping many recover from the loneliness felt during the country's lockdowns.
The biggest thing about COVID and during the lockdown was separation. People were separated from each other. I think the arts is crucial in uniting people together and then bringing us together to find common ground and to serve a vision. And I think it's so important that we invest into the arts.
Kapiti Coast art therapist Olivia Marsden says art enables people to connect to their trauma in a healthy way.
It can be really great to express emotions that are hard to put words to, so pain and trauma. Trauma actually changes our physiological self, so, you know, anxiety, you feel it in your stomach. So it can be quite cathartic to actually sit alongside that and express it and get it outside.
The study also found a drastic and positive shift in the attitudes of young people. More than 85% of girls and 73% of boys now say being creative makes them feel good.